VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Hamas on Monday to swiftly accept Israel's latest and, quote, extraordinarily generous proposal for a Gaza truce to secure a release of hostages. Hamas negotiators were expected to meet Qatari and Egyptian mediators in Cairo Monday to deliver a response to the phased truce proposal Israel presented at the weekend. And AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports now on deaths following an Israeli airstrike on Gaza.
Israeli airstrikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah have killed over 20 people, including 6 women and 5 children. Palestinian health officials say one of the children killed in the strikes overnight into Monday was just 5 days old. Israel has regularly carried out airstrikes on Rafah since the start of the war and has threatened to send in ground troops, saying Rafah is the last major Hamas stronghold in the coastal enclave. Over 1 million Palestinians have sought refuge in the city on the Egyptian border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meantime, World Economic Forum ministers slammed some Western countries for their slow responses to human rights violations in Gaza. In a panel at the forum, Ethiopia's finance minister Ahmed Shied Mohamed says global institutions must address the crisis in Gaza, which he says threatens a new optimism that was emerging in the Middle East.
It is catastrophic. We believe it has to end. The humanitarian situation is dire. The world has to stand to that. A durable peace has to prevail, and the region is such a very important region for the global solidarity, for global peace, for global cooperation.
At least 42 people are killed when a dam bursts in Kenya's Rift Valley as the East African country battles heavy rains and floods. For more stories, check us out online. This is VOA News. NATO's chief has had some